for kids. Science says that when we practice telling ourselves positive, kind things, it can help us do better and feel better in every part of our lives. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
This is the best day yet, and I'm your host, Marjorie. I'm here with Annie.
Hello!
On Best Day Yet, we practice mindful breathing.
We take animal adventures.
And we learn positive affirmations. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, rate and review, and share it with friends and teachers. Today's episode is all about appreciating our miraculous bodies. Our bodies do a lot for us every day. And sometimes we forget to say thank you. So today we're going to thank our eyes, our ears, our noses, our mouths, and our digestive systems. Also our hands, legs, and our feet. Just like you like it, when someone takes the time to appreciate you or who you are, your body likes it too. Get ready, bodies. We're going to appreciate you. Let's start right away on the top of your head with those two incredible balls we call your eyes. Use your eyes to look around right now. Can you see colors? Can you see your favorite color? What else do you see? Shapes? Textures? All of this is brought to you by your own incredible eyes. Without them, your world would be dark. Let's thank them one at a time. Close one eye and tell it thank you.
Thank you!
Now close the other eye and tell that eye thank you too.
Thank you!
Now close them both and let's thank this fabulous team of two for helping you see your world. Thank you, eyes.
Thank you, eyes.
And open them back up as we move down just a little bit to your ears. Two of them, what luck! Take a moment to listen to all the sounds coming towards you right now. Can you hear anything coming from far away? And can you hear anything coming from nearby? I know you can hear my voice, and you can hear the music. Your ears are bringing it all to you. Let's pause and say thank you to your ears. Without them, your world would be silent. Wiggle one ear. Can you do it without touching your ear? And say thank you to that ear.
Thank you!
Wiggle your other ear without your hands if you can, and say thank you to your other ear.
Thank you!
Try to wiggle both ears, no hands, and tell both ears, thank you.
Thank you for bringing me sounds and music.
Now on to your nose. Right now, what can you smell? Your nose delivers you all sorts of smells. And did you know that it's responsible for helping you taste too? Without your nose, ice cream wouldn't taste sweet. And you wouldn't know you were about to step in dog goop. Gross. Did you know that our ears and our noses never stop growing? When I hear that, I think about my grandfather, who lived to be very old and by the end of his life had a wonderfully enormous nose. And when I see my own nose in the mirror, which never stops growing, just like everyone else's, I try to love it just as much as I loved my grandfather's nose.
More nose to love, more smells to smell.
That's right. Use your own nose to take a big sniff in. Imagine smelling
fresh baked cookies.
Ooh. And as you sniff out, say, "Thank you, wonderful nose of mine."
Thank you, wonderful nose of mine.
Now on to your mouth. Think of all the fun words and sounds your mouth can make. It can make a sound like this. Or this. It can tell jokes and yell and laugh. Without your mouth, you would be awfully quiet. And it can help you chew and taste food. Oh, and smile. Let's say thank you to our magnificent mouths.
Thank you, magnificent mouth.
Moving down to your digestive system. All that food you eat, your digestive system passes it into energy. Your amazing digestive system can turn sandwiches into cartwheels.
Apples into bike rides.
Your digestive system is a wonderful helper. Place both hands on your belly, and let's tell your digestive system thank you.
Thank you, digestive system.
Moving down to your spectacular hands. Wow, all the things your hands can do. Your fingers work together to color and write and maybe even play an instrument, to build and invent. They help you open the door for friends and strangers alike. And they feed you your favorite foods.
Tacos.
Imagine how hard it would be not to have hands. Let's thank them both right now. Wave one set of fingers and say thank you. Wave the other set of fingers and say thank you too. Weave both sets of fingers together and say, thank you, spectacular hands.
Thank you, hands.
How about your legs and your feet? They move you all around the place, and you barely have to think about it. They bring you everywhere you want to go. And not just walking. With legs, you can run, jump, cartwheel, skip. Without your legs and feet, it would be so much harder to get around. So let's take a moment to thank both your awesome legs and your hardworking feet for taking you on so many adventures.
Thank you, legs. Thank you, feet. You make my world more fun and exciting.
Is there anything we forgot? What's your favorite part of you? Is it your brain that solves problems so quickly? Your fantastic hair? Maybe it's your strong arms or your beautiful skin. You have so many wonderful body parts. Choose one of them or all of them and give them one more final thank you. Thank you, body, for keeping me healthy and strong.
We appreciate you.
When you look into the mirror, it is so important to see all of your body parts for the incredible miracle they are. They work together day and night to keep you healthy, strong, and safe. and they bring you beauty, excitement, and fun. It doesn't always come naturally for us to say kind things to ourselves in the mirror and to appreciate ourselves. That's why we learn and practice positive affirmations. For most of us, it takes practice to be extra kind and appreciative of ourselves and our wonderful bodies every time we look in the mirror. Here are some words that your body would love to hear. First, I'll tell them to you, and next, you can tell them to me. Are you ready? Are you set? Let's go. Your body is one of a kind. Your body is just right. Your body deserves kindness and respect. You are thankful for your body. Now you can repeat after me. You don't have to say affirmations out loud for them to work. You can say them to yourself silently, or you can say them out loud, or you can yell them. These words will help any way you say them. Ready? Set. Repeat. My body is one of a kind.
My body is one of the kind.
My body is just right.
My body is just right.
My body deserves kindness and respect.
My body deserves kindness and respect.
I am thankful for my body.
I am thankful for my body.
That's all we have for today. How did this practice make you feel?
Fantastic.
I feel fantastic too. Today, we see you for how miraculous you really are. And we're wishing you
the best day yet.
Best Day Yet is written and produced by Marjorie Storter. Our audio engineer is Benjamin Bauernfeind. You can also follow Best Day Yet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Patreon account to help keep our podcast going. You can also help by subscribing, reviewing, and telling your friends all about us. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.